strong move, and she finishes.
That was a really nice pass into the post there. Deisenroth did a really good job sealing her defender. Great bounce pass into the post. Nice play by South Courtright.
3:40 to go, second quarter. SK Girls lead 17-10. We'll be back in 30 seconds on CDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
3:30 to go in the second quarter. It's 17-10. SK Girls leading Wyndham here in the Delaware League Championship game, live from SUNY Delhi. Always a big thanks to our SUNY Delhi friends over here that help get us set up right at midcourt. It's a great place to watch a game. And Coach will be here in a couple of weeks for the Section 4 Class D semifinals and finals for the boys and girls. It'll be fun.
Yeah, looking at the brackets that just finally were officially released today, looks like there could be some good matchups in the semifinals and finals. Some good teams on both sides for boys and girls.
If you're looking for those sectional brackets, they are available now on my Twitter page, at Nate Lull. You can also find my Twitter page right there on WCDOsports.com. Wyndham Warriors with the ball here in this Girls Delaware League Championship contest. Wyndham stepping out of bounds on a drive there from Hannah Tuttle, the freshman. It's going to go back to SK. You know, the Rams just seem to wear on you a little bit, Coach. That's my perception of this team this year. They have a lot of athletes that just kind of wear you down.
And I think they've played probably 7 or 8 players as well here to start the game and have very balanced scoring. I mean, as of right now, you got 6 different kids that have put the ball in the basket tonight. So
SK throws that ball away, so we gave them the old broadcaster's curse right there. Wyndham gets it back, and now we're going to have an illegal screen, it looks like, by the Wyndham Warriors as they were trying to free their point guard there, Amanda Nielsen. So it goes back to the Rams with 3:10 to go in the second quarter. Stay tuned in just a few minutes. We'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. Try to catch you up on everything happening here. Also prepare you for the boys' game later tonight, which will tip around 7:30 between South Courtright and Margaretville. Rams with the ball in the right corner. Now back up to Colberly. Again, as South Courtright's in the white with the blue trim going left to right. 3 ball on the left wing side for Dengler is no good. Rebound was touched out of bounds, and now it'll go back to Wyndham with 2:55 to go here, second quarter.
Both teams are really struggling to find an outside shot. I can only remember one shot that went in that was not in the paint. So both teams struggling with the change in the venue.
Here is Nielsen, takes it to the rim and is fouled on her second chance opportunity. She's been working hard so far here tonight for the Warriors with 2:45 to go in the second quarter. And foul shooting has definitely been a problem here in this second quarter. Well, really this first half overall for the Wyndham Warriors. They hit a couple more free throws. They are right in this game. She hits the first one here, and Nielsen is up to 7 points. And a second shot coming here makes it 17-11. Wyndham just trying to hang around here before the halftime break. And second shot is good. 8 points now for Amanda Nielsen, the senior. This is the same matchup we had in the Delaware League Soccer Championship, so these two teams know each other very well. And here are the Rams. They're going to take it inside for Eckert. Last touched out of bounds there by Hannah Tuttle. With 2:35 to go in the second quarter, and SK leading 17-12. For the last several years, it's been South Courtright and Stanford Jefferson in this game, but Wyndham pulling the upset, they're the Cinderella story, and now they get a steal here on an inbounds pass, and the Warriors come back going right to left. Pass to the high post now for the Warriors. Ball gets tied up, and the Rams will come away with it here with Dengler. Ahead now for Ryan Shagan on the left side. To the interior to find Deisenroth up off the glass, and she's so good at getting to that spot and finishing. Makes it 19-12 for the Rams as we hit 2 minutes to go in the second quarter here tonight on WCDO. Wyndham with the basketball going right to left. They'll work one to the interior. Now back out for Tuttle. A long 2. Foot was on the line. No rebound for Dengler on the weak side. And the Rams will bring it forward across midcourt, finding Ryan Shagan. Now back to Dengler as the Rams go left to right. They'll work it to the interior for Deisenroth. We'll kick one to the far side for drop. Pump fakes, stops at the elbow, shot a little too strong off the back of the rim. Rebound for the Rams. Back inside, Dizenroth, and she finishes, and she's in to double figures with 11 points. And so South Courtright leads 21-12 with a minute 20 to go in the second quarter. And quickly back down the floor for Dizenroth, again off a pass from Dengler. She finishes. Makes it 23-12. Timeout taken by Windham with 1:15 to go in the second quarter. We'll be back. South Courtright on top in the Delaware League Girls Championship game on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Out of the timeout, 1:15 to go in the second quarter, 23-12 our score. SK girls opening up a little bit of an advantage here, Coach.
Yeah, they've been doing a nice job getting the ball inside, and their post players have been getting position, so makes it very difficult to defend for Windham.
Nilsson with a quick drive from the right side. She's fouled very fast. Got into the teeth of the defense there and picked up a foul. With 1:07 to go in the second quarter. Foul going to be on Addie Eckert, her second, and the team's third here in this second quarter. Pass in for Windham on the left baseline. Ashton Hansen gets it back to Nielsen into the paint. Floater for her, no. Rebound underneath is scooped up. Ball loose, picked up by Hansen now. Her second chance won't roll in, and Addie Eckert with a rebound. Eckert still kind of limping a little bit. I think she collided with Nielsen there on that last foul. We'll see if she can get it going. Takes it right to the rim here. Misses a right-handed layup, and we're going to have a jump ball on the rebound. Eckert, to me, still looking like she's a little hobbled.
Yep. And I thought that was a good drive to the basket. I thought she got fouled on that drive to the hoop there a little.
40 seconds to go in the second quarter. Windham girls trailing South Courtright 23-12. Warriors trying to make a little push before the halftime break. A running jumper is up and good for Emma Drum from the left elbow. Makes it 23-14. SK back down the floor. They'll go to the high post. Eckert will work one out for Carly Drop. To the interior, turnaround shot for Dizenroth is good. 15 in the first half for Dizenroth. She's been unstoppable.
Yeah, if she can get position in there, I don't think Windham has anybody that can match up to her size.
Here's Nielsen trying to take it to the interior, and she scores. She has 10 points on a little floater in the lane. And Courtright's going to heave a shot from half court that won't go, but our halftime score is 25-16. The South Courtright girls leading Windham at the break here in the Delaware League Championship game. Coach, quickly before we go to break, I know we're playing a little catch-up here, but an overall solid first half. South Courtright in control at the moment, again, 25-16.
Yeah, Windham has to figure out what they're going to do with Dizenroth inside there. I almost think that maybe they should put somebody in front of her and behind her and really force South Courtright to shoot from the perimeter a little more. I can only think of one outside shot that was made by either team, so South Courtright just needs to keep scoring so they can set up that press. A lot of times people think you press to get a turnover and a steal, but that's not always the case. Sometimes you press just to speed the other team up and make them take a quick shot and not have time to get set up in their offense.
And I think that's worked very well for SK. Windham at time has seemed a little scrambled on offense, but they're hanging around. Their first trip to the championship game in school history, the last that they could come up with in the Windham archives was that they won their division back in 1981. So an exciting time for the Windham Warriors. And again, SK here for their 15th straight trip. We'll take a break. We'll be back with the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Delaware League Girls Championship game tonight. South Courtright leads Windham here at SUNY Delhi 25-16 on WCDO. Stay tuned.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla, the little store with so much more. Chris Brown and his staff are friendly and helpful and always willing to answer any questions about your family's health. Brown's Pharmacy also features health and beauty products, vitamins, and Ananda Professional CBD products, as well as Russell Stover candy and a fine selection of greeting cards. All cards are at half price, too. So stop by the little store with so much more, Brown's Pharmacy at 225 Main Street in downtown Unadilla. Open weekdays from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., Saturdays 8 to 1.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC high-speed fiber optic internet and our other services, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500. DTC of Delhi is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros who have over 50 years combined experience. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition, providing expert workmanship without pressure. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works. Our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
Waste Recovery Enterprise of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal and recycling needs. Hi, this is Sean LaRose from Waste Recovery. We offer affordable weekly, residential, and commercial trash pickup in the Tri-County area. We have all size roll-off containers for construction debris and household cleanouts. And our transfer station accepts trash, appliances, tires, and furniture. Waste Recovery is located on Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Or call us at 563-2616. That's 563-2616.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Time for the Morabito Energy Products here on Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report, I should say, here on WCDO. And WCDOsports.com, our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. Also want to recognize some of our special sponsors here for tonight's game. Can't say thank you enough to all these sponsors for making high school sports possible here on WCDO. They include Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center in Sydney, Otigo Family Dental in Otigo and Oneonta, of course, Sportsfield Specialties in Delhi, Bainbridge Coin Laundry, Lou Kaiser of Tax Resolutions in Otigo, Superior Heat and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and Morabito Gresham Insurance. Halftime score, 25-16, SK Girls on top of Wyndham. Here's our scoring summary in the first half. First for SK, 15 for Caitlin Dysonroth. She was tremendous. Also finished with 7 rebounds and 1 steal in that first half. We have our great WCDO intern, Hannah Bonskowski, keeping stats again tonight. We're not going to force her to go on the mic tonight, but tomorrow night she will. We'll have a little bit of a different setup tomorrow night at the MAC Championship, so she'll be back for that. 3 points for Lauren Dengler, 2 for Madison Coberly, 2 for Addie Eckert, 2 for Carly Dropp, 1 for Katherine Reinshagen. Addie Eckert with 5 rebounds as well to lead SK. On the other side, we have 10 points for Amanda Nilsson and then 2 apiece for Ashton Hansen, Brianna Hoyt, and Emma Drum. Ashton Hansen with 4 steals on the other side, and Nilsson, one of the smaller players on the court, Coach, has 4 rebounds, 2 steals.
Yeah, she's been doing a good job getting out in transition a little bit when they break their press, and she's been going to the basket. She just hasn't been able to finish, and they've left. Wyndham has left some points at the free throw line, so they're not out of the game by any means. They can get some baskets and maybe come up with a different defensive strategy to try to take away South Courtright's post players, and we could have a game.
We will have the boys game after this here at SUNY Delhi. It'll be the South Courtright boys taking on Margaretville. South Courtright boys having a tremendous season, ranked in the state, and just came out with the 2 seed in the upcoming sectional tournament. And I can't remember Margaretville's seed. Let me take a look here. Margaretville ended up with the 5 seed. So they're on opposite sides of the bracket. South Courtright again at the bottom there. They get a first-round bye, so they'll take on the winner of Marathon and Sharon Springs. I'd be a little nervous taking on Marathon. They have a very, very good guard in Connor Holland. So there's no real easy road in the boys' tournament or the girls' Class D tournament either. All these teams in Class D, we were saying off the air, Coach, earlier, that we think out of all the brackets to win, D could be one of the toughest in Section 4. It's just a loaded, full bracket.
Well, and it's not by anybody's fault, but like just in our section, we have many more Class D and Class C schools than we do B, A, and AA. So if you're going to win the Class C or D section, you probably have to win 4 games to win the section. Whereas on some of these other sections, you know, you might have to win 2, sometimes 3, in some cases even 1. But it just forces you to do all your work on the court, and that's why every game throughout the regular season is important, because you're battling to try to get the sectional game on your home floor. Not having to travel, be familiar with the surroundings, and feel comfortable at home. Home sectional games are always easier to win than road sectional games.
Of course, want to thank some more of our special sponsors, including our good friend Brent at Lasting Impression Landscape of Hobart. He's always a big-time supporter here of South Courtright. I see him sitting over in the stands there. I'm sure he'll come over and say hi at some point tonight. Our good friends, the McPhersons at Jerry's Inn of Bainbridge. Big thank you to them. Keller Williams real estate agent, Stacy Frazier, as well as Wrench's Village Auto Service of Green, Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla, Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney, and JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge. A big shout-out to Josh Missler and his family, a big sports family in Section 4 here. So we're going to take a quick break. Halftime score, the Delaware League Championship game, 25-16. South Courtright girls on top of Wyndham. Boys game will be coming later here tonight around 7:30. We'll be back on WCDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Stuck in a ditch after sliding on ice? Take my advice. Call RC. When you hit a deer, have no fear. Call RC. Police at the scene? Request RC. They'll know who you mean.
When these things happen, you need to call RC Sales Service and Towing. For over 40 years, RC has provided fast, friendly towing and wrecker service. Ralphie's the most experienced tow guy out there, but best of all, he's the nicest tow guy on the road. So when your vehicle won't go, just call RC for a tow. 563-9299. That's 563-9299. RC Sales Service and Towing is located on Route 7 in Sydney. Keep that number handy in your phone or glove box. 563-9299.
I bet you didn't know that you may be eligible to join Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. If you have children enrolled and attending school in Chenango, Delaware, or Otsego County, or if you have an immediate family member who is currently a member, you are eligible. Contact the office today to see how you can take advantage of the many benefits of membership at Shandello Federal Credit Union, where our rates on savings are competitive and our loan rates are the same for all of our qualified members. One size fits all. Visit them at 114 Main Street, Franklin.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. This is we start the third quarter here. We have a quick injury for Windham. Carly Drop did just make a jumper as right before we got back underway to give South Courtright a 27-16 advantage here, and it looks like the injured player is Ashton Hansen. I think she got hit in the throat there down on the interior, so she's going to come out. We'll get a substitute in the ball game here as we start the third quarter live from SUNY Delhi tonight. Nate Lull, Greg Bonskowski with you. Big shout-out to our guys back in the studio, Craig Stevens and Jim Tomeo, really earning their pay tonight here for our WCDO basketball games. And a looks like a reach-in foul on South Courtright on the inbounds play.
I think on Drop.
Going to be on Carly Drop, yes, her first, team's first of the third quarter. Here from the Delaware League Championship game between South Courtright and Windham. We'll have the MAC Championship games tomorrow from Unadilla Valley, so stay tuned for those. Shot here by Windham is put up, and then a rebound by Eckert off a miss. We'll have a foul underneath on Windham. So again, 7.5 to go in this third quarter. And South Courtright leading 27-16. Rams will come back across midcourt here with Coberly as South Courtright goes right to left. Inside for Eckert. She scores at the right low block and is fouled. Great pass from Dysonroth as well.
A really nice execution there by South Courtright.
Well done, and they've really established themselves on the interior tonight, Coach. That seems to be a big factor.
And that play looked like it might have been set up at halftime where they had Dysonroth in the high post, and then Eckert was able to patrol the baseline, and a great high-low entry there for South Courtright.
Eckert not able to hit the foul shot. Rebound for Windham. They try a fast shot in transition. Is off the mark there for Emma Drum. Back out for Nielsen for three as Windham now going left to right. Can't get that shot to go. It does roll out of bounds and will stay with the Windham Warriors. Windham will look to get the ball in on the baseline for Nielsen. Instead, they go to Emma Drum. Forces a shot from the right side from about 15 feet. And it was short, but a rebound for South Courtright. Ahead for Dysonroth. Takes it to the rim and scores. 17 now for Caitlin Dysonroth.
Eckert just returned the favor with the assist there to Dysonroth.
Quite the 1-2 combo between those two as Windham again trying to get right to the rim quickly in the shot clock. A shot was partially blocked and knocked out of bounds. Will stay with the Warriors, but they seem very rushed on offense right now, Coach.
Yeah, it's South Courtright's press that's just forcing them to get into their offense in a area where they're not used to.
Windham into the paint. Nielsen with the jumper. No. Rebound Dysonroth. And back down the floor here for Eckert on the outlet pass. South Courtright in control at the moment. They try to pass one to the interior for Reinshagen. She chases it out of bounds. Actually going to stay, it looks like, with the Rams. Last touched by Windham with 6:25 to go in the third quarter. South Courtright leading 31-16. Warriors will get it in. And Emma Drum will work it down the floor on the right side. Drum to the high post. Now dishing one back off for Hoyt. Hoyt to Nielsen at the foul line. Double teamed there by the fast guards here of South Courtright. And then
got a foul.
A foul here on the Rams on Reinshagen for a reach in. 6:10 to go in the third. It's 31-16. South Courtright girls leading Windham. Delaware League Championship game tonight. Warriors will look to work it in. They do, but they throw it away. They're not going to be able to chase it down in time. And actually, they do. They find it all the way in the backcourt. Great hustle. But then a traveling violation as they try to stand back up. But Selena Lee with a great hustle to get to that ball in time. I got to give her credit there.
Yeah, a lot of kids would have thought that that was backcourt, and they wouldn't have gone back there to get it. But if you're inbounding on the baseline, you can throw it back there. So
I thought it had enough speed it was going to get out of bounds. But inside for Dysonroth on a pass from Drop, and she scores, and Dysonroth has 19. She's been unstoppable here. Windham across midcourt, ball knocked out of bounds.
One thing you have to give Dysonroth credit for is she does her work before she catches the ball. She gets her body positioned so that she has her defender sealed, so then when she catches the ball, all she's got to do is find that square, get it up on the backboard and in. So you can tell she's very well coached.
5:45 to go in the third. South Courtright girls leading 33-16 here in the Delaware League Championship Contest. Windham will work it in and find Emma Drum. And Drum to the right side, a traveling violation, and things coming a little bit unglued at the minute here for the Windham Warriors. South Courtright continuing to rotate different players in. Lauren Dengler back in. Catherine Reinshagen to the bench. Get some fresh legs out there. Here is Coberly to the left side. Now for drop. Down low, Dysonroth. Dishes back out, Coberly. Far side, Dengler. As South Courtright goes right to left. To the interior for Dengler. Or excuse me, for Dysonroth. Back out to Dengler. Missed it. Eckert with a rebound. Second chance here. She'll dribble it back out and reset. Now finding Dengler. Right back inside for Dysonroth. But a good front there by the Wyndham defense. Prevents her from doing much. And instead back out to Coberly. Now to Dengler into the right corner. Wyndham trying to take that away a little bit here. Coming up on 5 minutes to go in the third. Inside Eckert, yes, from the foul line for Addie Eckert. She now has 6 points.
Good possession there for South Courtright. Multiple chances. Hitting the offensive board.
4:50 to go in the third. It's 35-16. Warriors with the ball to the left side. A long three is good. Up and in for Emma Drum, and she hits it from the outside. Maybe that'll be the spark that the Wyndham Warriors need. It's 35-19.
I think that's the first three of the game.
I think you're right, Coach. Both teams have struggled from the outside. Do you think that's the gym? Do you think it's the nerves? Your thoughts?
I think it's a combination of a lot of different things. But I also think South Courtright really, they do a really good job of being patient and moving the ball from side to side. I can only think of a couple three-pointers that they've even attempted. Their main focus is to get the ball inside to their two dominant post players.
4:22 to go in the third. South Courtright with the ball on their own baseline. They'll work it into Coberly. Inside for Carly. Drop. Missed a left-handed layup. Rebound for guess who? Dysonroth. She couldn't handle it, though. Shovels one over to Eckert, who puts it in. Count it, and she's fouled. Eckert now with 8 points and going to the line looking for more here for the Rams with 4:15 to go in the third, and it's 37-19. Some other special sponsors tonight include Country Computers and Publishing in Unadilla, TK Auto Sales and Service in Bainbridge, Awestruck Ciders of Sydney, Him and Haw Country Store in Green, as the shot there by Eckert is no good, and a rebound for, guess who, Dysonroth, up and in. She scores 21.
She has to have a double-double by now.
Also, Clapper Construction in Otigo was the last one I was going to say before that last bucket there by Dysonroth. How about Hannah B? She's got the stats down. 7 rebounds now. No, 10, excuse me. She does have 10 here for South Courtright. So Dysonroth has 21 points and 10 rebounds for SK. Addie Eckert also with 10 rebounds here. So those two players on the low block have been key tonight for the Rams. 3:55 to go in the third. South Courtright leading 39-19. Over Wyndham here in the Delaware League Championship game. Eckert will come to the bench to get a breather. Coach Burrows continuing his deep rotation here off the bench. Wyndham will look to work it in. And a little up and under shot here for the Warriors. Won't go down. Dysonroth was looking for the rebound there. Knocked her glasses off. Out of bounds now going back to South Courtright. Appears to be okay. Dysonroth, one of the rare players that still plays with glasses. You don't see it much anymore. And they're not exactly the rec specs either. They look, I'll have to talk with her sometime. I love a good glasses conversation. But doesn't exactly look like it was sports glasses or anything like that.
No,
a shot
just
here
normal,
from
normal spectacles.
Yeah. Shot here from drop was no good, out of bounds, but it will stay with the Rams. I always talk about it with Jolene, because Joe has gone back and forth between sports goggles and regular glasses. I think what she's got working for her now seems to be the best. Inside for Dysonroth. Missed it, but a rebound on the far side keeps it alive for the Rams. Now out of bounds. Going to stay here with SK. That rebound was by Akasha Finkel before it was ripped out of her hands. And so SK will be doing the inbounding duties here on the baseline with drop. And now let's see. We got a foul underneath.
Got an illegal screen.
Illegal screen there on the Rams with 3:20 to go in the third. Giving it back to Wyndham. They trail 39-19 here in the Delaware League Championship game, live from SUNY Delhi. Nielsen comes off of a screen, tries to rip one to the interior, but a steal by Coberly. And Coberly streaks down the right side of the floor to Dysonroth on the interior, and she scores. Great dish from Coberly, and Dysonroth has had the magic touch here tonight. And a timeout's going to be taken by Wyndham. 3 minutes to go in the third. South Courtright girls lead 41-19 over Wyndham in the Delaware League Championship game on CDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
3 minutes to go in the third quarter, 41-19 our score, as it is the South Courtright girls leading Wyndham here in the Delaware League Championship game. Nate Lull, Greg Bonskowski with you tonight here on WCDO. Jim Tomeo is our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. And now a legal screen here by Wyndham is going to give it back to the Rams, and things just unraveling a little bit here for the Wyndham Warriors, unfortunately. So much promise and hope coming into this game. They've had a tremendous season, having to win some key late season games to even get here, knocking off their rival Stanford Jefferson on back-to-back nights to get here. Rams with the basketball now to Carly, drop to the interior. Finkel, pull-up jumper, yes, for Akasha Finkel. Makes it 43-19 with 2.5 to go in the third. Wyndham with the basketball to the left side for Nielsen as Wyndham goes left to right. South Courtright's done a very good job of taking Nielsen away in the second half as she has not scored. A jump ball on a rebound is going to stay with the Wyndham Warriors here with 2:20 left. We'll have a short break in between our two games here tonight before we have the Delaware League Boys Championship between SK and Margaretville later tonight. That's supposed to tip around 7:30.
Yeah, you really have to credit South Courtright's defense on Nielsen here in the second half. I don't even remember her taking a shot.
No, they've taken away her drive, I think, Coach, too. Is one thing I've noticed is before she was able to get into the paint, get some shots off. I haven't seen that here.
And a lot of that was when she would get the ball and they would be breaking their press and she'd get out in transition. South Courtright hasn't pressed as much. I don't know if that's because of the score or they just decided, hey, let's just get back and take away that transition.
2:15 to go in the third. 43-19 our score. South Courtright girls leading Wyndham here. Actually, this is going to send Wyndham to the line.
Yeah, with the five team fouls. From the
five fouls,
goal.
Yeah. Foul on Catherine Reinshagen, her second.
So I'd like to know your opinion on this, Nate. What is your thought about the five fouls and two shots in the girls' game as compared to when you get to seven in the boys, 1-1?
You know, when they first brought it up a few years ago, I wasn't sure I was going to like it, but I've really grown to enjoy it the last few years. As here's Nielsen, the second one at the line, rattles in and out. A rebound by Nielsen, picks it up. Left-handed layup won't go. Rebound, Dizenroth. But, Coach, I also can't give you an exact reason why I like it. I've just,
okay.
For me, it's been easier to keep track of. It seems simpler. I think it sometimes can speed the game up a little bit. I don't know if I'm reading that wrong. As here's an outside shot from drop for three. She's got 7 points. Wyndham back the other way. Inside for Emma Drum. Hits the right-handed layup. Count it, and she'll head to the line. Emma Drum now with 7 points for the Wyndham Warriors with a minute 50 to go in the third. It's 46-21. Foul will be here on Lauren Dengler, her first, team's fourth. Yeah, again, I can't give you an exact reason, I would say, but I have enjoyed it more than I thought I would. I guess
okay.
I thought I was a purist, but I'm not so much, I guess. Here is Nielsen, straightaway three. She's fouled, hits the shot, banks it in, and is going to get a chance to go to the line here for her second chance. This is the second time she's been fouled, I should say, on shooting a three. This time the bank was open for Nielsen. And a chance to join the exclusive
4-point play club.
An elusive 4-point play club. 2:15 2 weeks in a row this has come up now.
Yeah.
Nielsen to the line. Oh, she's in. Membership accepted for Amanda Nielsen. Do you have to go out, Hannah, and give her a card or something?
That's lifetime membership.
Well, she's going to carry that around, right?
Yeah.
Everywhere she goes, she can show people.
I don't know what you get for it, but she's lifetime membership.
Rams with the ball, going right to left. Again, they're in the white with the blue trim. They try to go to the high post, and it's intercepted. With a minute 25 to go in the third, it is the SK girls leading 46-25. Here is Ashton Hansen, who's back into the game now after having a little bit of an injury there early in the third quarter. A foul on SK here as Selena Lee is fouled. You know, I heard a funny story earlier this week that was told to me about some of the teams and the challenges that they have on that part of the Delaware League. As here is Lee at the line, and her first shot is no good. You know, we were saying that Wyndham, this is the first time they've been here in school history, and a longtime coach said to me, well, Nate, when you live in that part of the Delaware League, it's hard to beat the mountain. I said, well, what do you mean? He said, well, they got skiing, they got snowboarding, they got all the snow sports over there, too. I said, you know, that's a good point. And so your athletes do get spread out a little bit on what they might be doing in the winter season. And they have very good ski and snowboard teams over there in Wyndham and Hunter Tannersville. Pull-up jumper here for drop after a rebound by South Courtright is no good. Dysonroth there to clean it up. Her second chance won't go. Lee with a rebound underneath. And we're going to have, I think, an inadvertent whistle there with a minute to go in the third. I interrupted you there before, Coach.
Do all the teams have ski and snowboarding in the Delaware?
Right now, it is Hunter Tannersville, Wyndham, Margaretville, Roxbury. So those four teams, and Corning Painted Post, they come up and compete in the Section 4 meet as the Rams have the ball on the baseline. So really, right now in Section 4, it's those five teams. So it is. It's a little bit unique to that part of Delaware County. With 50 seconds to go here in the third quarter. And a chance here for Wyndham. I got to give some credit to Selena Lee here, Coach, for Wyndham. She's been working
really hard.
South Courtright still leading 46-25. This will send Lee back to the line. Foul on Finkel.
My thoughts on the two shots and the girls.
Okay.
It's very frustrating because most of the scoreboards that are created, when you get to the end of the first quarter, the fouls don't clear all by themselves. So you have to manually do that. Whereas if it's a boys' game, at the end of the, like as soon as you get to seven, the bonus light comes on, and then at the end of the half, the fouls clear automatically. So that's a frustrating part from the athletic director's viewpoint. From the basketball coach's viewpoint, I think it's harder to come back in the girls' game
True.
Than it is the boys'.
Yeah, you can't really play the whole fouls game as
No.
well, which I guess might go to my point of speeding the game up a little bit. Because sometimes we can have the end of a boys' game that could take half an hour,
yes,
which is fine with me. But
I mean, if you had that rule back when NC State won the Final Four and the national championship there, we wouldn't have that great Jim Valvano story.
Very true. 20 seconds to go here in the third quarter. And, boy, physical play underneath the hoop as Wyndham tried to take it in on the right low block. We're going to have a jump ball, and we'll stay with the Wyndham Warriors with 15 seconds to go, third quarter, 46-26, South Courtright girls on top. Wyndham will do the inbounding on the baseline, and they will pump it into Nielsen on the left side. Her shot blocked by Dysonroth. Nielsen steps through and scores. Got that second chance. Nielsen's up to 16. 5 seconds left, third quarter. Coberly at midcourt, and she's not going to have time to get it off, and just missed when she did fire it after the buzzer. So 46-28 our score, three quarters in the books. South Courtright girls leading Wyndham here in the Delaware League Championship game on WCDO.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stovepipe and ductwork, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights. And it's never too cold to paint inside. We have quality Valspar paint in every color imaginable, plus nails and screws by the pound. We've got everything to get you set for winter at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Now get ice fishing supplies, including rod and reel combos, tip-ups, seat buckets, and a variety of jigs and power bait at Barnard's Hometown Hardware in Bainbridge.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
The South Courtright girls take a 46-28 advantage over Wyndham, and Caitlin Deisenroth pours in at 23 points to lead South Courtright here so far in this contest. Fourth quarter coming up as we're back underway. Nate Lull, Greg Bonskowski with you here on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. Here is drop on the left wing here for South Courtright. The Rams looking for their 13th straight Delaware League Championship. Goes to the inside for Finkel. Gets tied up. Passes one back out. Finkel again. Turnaround shot. No. Rebound drop up off the glass. Her shot won't go down. Finally, Ashton Hansen rips it away for WAJ. Wyndham Ashland Jewett, the full name of the Wyndham Warriors school, as they go to Emma Drum on the right side. Into the paint. Her floating shot there will not go. And it's going to be out of bounds or a foul underneath the hoop here. Looks like a foul, Coach.
Yeah, foul on 32.
Foul on Emma Drum. With 7:15 to go in the fourth quarter, 46-28 our score. South Courtright will have the ball. And Wyndham's going to try to come with some full court pressure. And back down for Coberly. She's able to break it here for the South Courtright Rams. Floats one across now for Dengler, as the Rams will look to work it around here as they go right to left. Bounce pass for Dengler in the corner. Now back out Coberly. To the interior for Deisenroth. Back to Dengler. Floating jumper for her. No. Rebound for Wyndham. Emma Drum ahead for Nielsen. Trying to go coast to coast, and she scores. Good dish and a good run out there to Nielsen. Makes it 46-30. Addie Eckert's going to check back in with 6:35 to go in the fourth quarter. Coberly steps through across the SUNY Delhi Broncos logo here at midcourt. Now down low for Deisenroth. Missed it. Rebound Finkel. Second chance won't go. Now a foul underneath on Deisenroth.
Yeah, over the back there. She was a little disappointed, I think, in herself that she missed that first one, and then she wanted it back.
6:25 to go here in the fourth. Addie Eckert checks back in for Akasha Finkel. Got to give a shout-out to our good friend Ben Patton here, shooting photos for the Walton Reporter down on the baseline. Ben does great work, so make sure to check that out in the Walton Reporter or on his Instagram after tonight's game. 6:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Ball into the corner now, taken away by South Courtright. Here is Deisenroth, and we'll leave it for Coberly. 6:05 to go in the fourth quarter. Back down for South Courtright on the baseline. Drop, can't get it to go. Eckert, second chance off the glass. No, third chance for Eckert, and finally she's able to cash in and now has 10 points.
And she has a double-double, too, now.
10 points.
And 12.
And, yeah, 12. 12 rebounds. Nice job there by Addie Eckert. 5:45 to go here in the fourth, and a foul on South Courtright as Nielsen continues to try to drive to the basket at will.
I think they got a foul on Wyndham. Yeah, moving screen.
Wow. You know, Coach, we've seen about how many of those? Four or five tonight? They've really tried to free her up. But the Zebra Crew has called it a tight one. South Courtright leading with 5:45 to go in the fourth quarter.
I think she would have been good on that screen, but she brought her arms up as the girl went through, and then that caused her to fall down. If she just stood there and held her ground, I think she'd have been okay.
Inside for Deisenroth. Good that time. She made sure she didn't miss, and she's got 25 now to give South Courtright a 50-30 lead with 5:25 to go in the fourth quarter. Three back the other way for Wyndham. They leave it short, and Addie Eckert's able to pick up a hot potato rebound off the miss there from Hannah Tuttle. Eckert in transition finds a wide open Deisenroth, misses the chippy on the right low block, but gets her own rebound. Second chance is partially blocked, and Nielsen will come away. Deisenroth couldn't miss in the first half, but she's gone a little cold here in this second frame. Back down the floor. Nielsen had it ripped away there by Coberly. Rolls out of bounds, but will stay with the Warriors. Some more special sponsors for tonight's game include DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, Circle of Life, Ambulette of Hobart, Country Computers and Publishing in Unadilla, as well as Erica's Cakery of Bainbridge. And here is Windham with the basketball to the right low block. Trying to put it up there, and a foul is going to be on Dysonroth. As Windham continued to drive to the hoop there with Hannah Tuttle, and now she'll step to the line. Captain Ryan Shagan will check back in as, again, the Rams continue this deep rotation with 4:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Boys game will be after this. South Courtright, the top seed in the Delaware League tournament, taking on 3-seed Margaretville, who upset 2-seed Charlotte Valley in the semifinals. First shot for Hannah Tuttle will not roll down. And the second one coming here. Second one at the line here for Windham. For Tuttle, won't go. Addie Eckert, another rebound. And an outlet pass for Eckert. Now for Lauren Dengler. Across midcourt, inside for Dysonroth. Works one back out. Right corner, Dengler, pump fakes. They'll pull it out. South Courtright being very patient here with 4:35 to go in the fourth quarter. Eckert inside Dysonroth, and this time she's able to bury it home. And 27 now for Dysonroth. Makes it 52-30 as the Rams are about 4.5 minutes away from capturing their 13th straight Delaware League championship.
That's four on Dysonroth.
Boy, Dysonroth on a tough call there at the right elbow. Picks up her fourth. And we'll see how both these teams do coming up in the sectional tournament. Going to be a lot of action over the next couple of weeks. We'll give you the seeds of both of these teams at the next chance that we get. Inbounds pass here is stolen away, and South Courtright comes out of the scrum and back down the floor with 4:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Now Dengler, right side, comes back out. Ryan Shagan, three, left it short. Rebound for Addie Eckert, up and in. And Eckert's got 12. And 16. 15 rebounds now for Addie Eckert, having a heck of a night. Coach will have those seeds for you in just a minute as Windham brings it back down the floor and it rolls out of bounds. As both these teams a good season. Coach, where did they end up?
South Courtright is the 7th seed. They will host Stamford Jefferson on the 22nd at 6 p.m. And Windham Ashland Jewett is the 8th seed. And they will host Richfield Springs, also at 6 p.m. on February 22nd.
That could be an interesting game. Richfield to Windham could be quite the trip, too. Holy smokes. 3:50 to go here in the fourth quarter. 54-30, our score. South Courtright girls on top. Windham forcing a shot from the left side. A rebound opportunity is up and good. Off the bench is Kaylee Coe. She gets it to go. Makes it 54-32 with 3:35 to go in the fourth quarter. Nate Lull and Greg Bonskowski with you here on CDO as Addie Eckert is called for a travel at the top of the key. And so this will be Windham getting the ball back with 3.5 to go. Post-game show will be coming up in just a little bit. We'll have our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. Windham with the basketball coming across midcourt is Nielsen. Nielsen to the left side. Now for Emma Drum. She gets into the paint. A floater for Drum is up and good. And she has 9. Makes it 54-34 with 3:15 to go in the fourth quarter. But South Courtright is trying to put the icing on the cake. They go to the high post with Eckert. And then a 3-second call here on the Rams will give it back to Windham. Appreciate everybody listening on WCDOsports.com as well. That's brought to you by SFCU. Some of our other special sponsors include Clark Farms Creamery in Delhi. Of course, that's a fan favorite over here in Delaware County. Don's Dairy Supply of South Courtright and Bainbridge Coin Laundry.
Yeah, that Clark Farms has good chocolate milk.
Very, very good. We were excited to get them on board. I almost said, could we just trade chocolate milk for the radio spot?
That'd be a fair trade, I think.
I think it's more than fair. 3 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. It's 54-34. South Courtright with the basketball. They go to drop on the left baseline. Drop will work one back out here to Madison Coberly. Coberly now to Ryan Shagan, far side. Pull-up jumper from 10 feet, no. Rebound underneath by Hannah Tuttle. Tuttle streaks down the right side of the floor. Tuttle now looking for some options as Windham goes left to right. Splitting through the defense. It's off the mark. Gets it back out, though. Windham's second shot there from the high post from Hannah Tuttle won't go, and now a rebound for Carly Drop with 2:15 to go in the fourth. And South Courtright's in control, 54-34. Right side here for the Rams. To the interior for Eckert. Turnaround shot rolled off the front of the rim, and a rebound for Windham. Oh, they dribbled it out of bounds here. Good little pressure defense there by Ryan Shagan. Made the Warriors turn it over. Timeout's going to be taken here by South Courtright. We'll step away with 2 minutes left. The Delaware League Championship game. It's all South Courtright, 54-34 on CDO.
Your friends at Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street, Bainbridge, proudly support local high school sports and wish all local teams the best of luck this season. Jerry's Inn is now open Tuesday through Sunday for lunch and dinner with an additional specialty menu on Sundays. Jerry's Inn is a great place for family dining and to check out the local high school sports wall of fame. Come and enjoy that iconic Jerry's atmosphere with a delicious, diverse menu. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street, Bainbridge. We look forward to serving you soon.
What are you doing about snow tires this year? The friendly, experienced staff at Sydney Tire invites you to stop in for a free tire evaluation. Check out their sale price on studdable and studless traction snow tires, as well as aggressive all-season tires. So get ready for the tough winter driving season. Stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. It's 54-34. South Courtright girls trying to put the icing on the cake here out of the timeout. Nate Lull joined by Greg Bonskowski here tonight. Also WCDO intern Hannah Bonskowski keeping stats for us. We appreciate her hard work last week at the Tri-Valley Games as well as tonight here for the Delaware League Championship game. And tomorrow for the MAC. And a steal by Nielsen going coast to coast, and she finishes. 20 now for Nielsen, and she has been tough here tonight, Coach.
Yeah, she has some really good speed and quickness. She's got good hands on defense. Good little player.
Rams with the ball going right to left. Here is Carly Drop on the baseline and a reach-in foul on Windham. After the final horn, we're going to keep it right here and give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players. Then we'll have a short break while the boys warm up for their game, and we'll be back for that. It'll be South Courtright and Margaretville here tonight for the Delaware League Championship. Carly Drop for three off the mark, off the front of the rim, and back down for Nielsen. A straightaway shot here for Nielsen is ripped out of bounds. And it will stay with Windham. Coach, here's my thoughts. We haven't seen great outside shooting. This just dawned on me. This court with multiple three-point lines. You wonder, we'll have to keep an eye on the feet maybe and see if maybe you're shooting a little extra deep than you normally would. Could definitely throw somebody off.
Yeah, I think we'll have to keep an eye on that in the boys' game. In this game, I really haven't, like, South Courtright's, their offensive philosophy is to get the ball inside. They really haven't taken a lot of three-pointers. I would say probably less than maybe five.
Yeah, true. Very true.
And Windham is being pressured, like with South Courtright's press. They haven't really had it. I would say in the game we probably have less than 10 three-point shots even attempted.
Agreed.
But I do think the three lines could be interesting in the boys' game.
Yeah, because both the teams in the boys' game coming up love to shoot the three-pointer. So we will see how that goes in just a little while. Here's Ashton Hansen for three. That's off the mark. That was pretty deep.
It was. She must have heard us talk.
That's right. And a rebound for Eckert with 50 seconds left. The Rams are going to protect their streak here tonight. This will be 13 straight Delaware League championship wins for the South Courtright Rams. A jumper in the corner won't go down here for Christina Shakar. And Windham back the other way with 30 seconds left. Windham to the right side of the floor. Hansen wants another three. This one a little too strong. Hansen gets her own rebound and is fouled with 21 seconds left. And so she will head to the line here. Coach, a great effort tonight by the Windham Warriors. Their first trip here, you got to give them a lot of credit for everything it takes to get to a championship game.
Yeah, I mean, they're certainly going to be disappointed maybe in their effort, but you get to a championship game in your league, you've had a good season. So congratulations to them on getting here for the first time. And good luck in sectionals. That's the way you got to look at it.
Second shot for Hansen is up and good. She has 3 points now. 20 seconds left. And back down the floor perhaps one last time for the South Courtright Rams. And now a steal by Emma Drum. Drum trying to take a coast-to-coast, finds Nielsen, who will hit this to give her 22 points.
That was a really nice pass and transition there by Drum.
Back the other way, Deisenroth inside one last time. No, and that'll do it. Our final score, South Courtright girls 54, Wyndham 39, and the streak is safe for another year as the South Courtright girls win their 13th straight Delaware League championship here tonight over the Wyndham Warriors. And we're going to go through some final stats here. We'll let Hannah kind of tally up hers. But our scoring summary here for Wyndham, 22 points for Amanda Nielsen, 9 for Emma Drum, 3 for Ashton Hansen, 2 for Kaylee Coe, and 2 for Brianna Hoyt, and 1 for Selena Lee. On the other side, 27 for Caitlin Deisenroth, 12 for Addie Eckert, and then I have 7 for Carly Dropp, 3 for Lauren Dengler, 2 for Madison Coberly, 2 for Akasha Finkel, 1 for Catherine Reinshagen. So we'll take a look at these final stats here. Addie Eckert finished with 16 rebounds for South Courtright, 14 for Caitlin Deisenroth. So both Eckert and Deisenroth finished with a double-double tonight. Also 4 assists here for Addie Eckert as well. So she'll finish again with 12, 16, and 4. Carly Dropp with 6 assists as well for South Courtright. On the other side, very impressed with Amanda Nielsen. 8 rebounds to go along with her 22 points. Very impressive. Ashton Hansen, 5 rebounds, 4 steals. And then 5 steals for Emma Drum. So good balance for Wyndham as well. Coach, you want to get into our 3 awards? Any final thoughts?
I just, congratulations to both teams on getting here. I think South Courtright's going to be a difficult out in the sectional play. I'd like to see them play a team that maybe had a little more size to see how, you know, and like you said, they weren't tremendous outside shooters today, but congratulations to both teams.
All right, let's get into our 3 awards here to wrap up the girls' broadcast. First up is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, always supporting local high school sports on WCDO. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. I thought we could go with Amanda Nielsen here from Wyndham, 22 points, 8 rebounds, 3 steals. She was great and probably one of the stronger players tonight for the Wyndham Warriors.
Yeah, she did a really nice job and was able to finish some difficult shots in transition and did a nice job driving the ball to the basket. She played hard.
Next up is the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. They wish our local team success this season. I mean, I have 2 names, one for defense, one for all purpose. I think I would probably go defense here with Addie Eckert. She had the 12, 16, and 4, but I did think early in the game, too, she was pretty tough on the interior, just kind of going up against some of the bruisers that Wyndham was bringing inside. I think we could go Addie for the defense.
Yeah,
there.
She did a really nice job. She played good defense down there for South Courtright, but she had an all-around game, the 16 rebounds, the 12 points, the 4 assists. She had a block, so she did a really nice job. She's a nice player.
Lastly, tonight is the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, of course brought to you by ACCO, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season. Is happy to cheer on these young athletes. I mean, how can you not give one to Caitlin Deisenroth tonight? She was tremendous with the, let me see again, 27 points, 14 rebounds, 3 blocks, 2 steals. Pretty good numbers tonight for her.
Yeah, as I said earlier, I was very impressed with her. Like, it was almost like she did her homework and she studied for the test ahead of time, because she would get her feet set up and she would position her body so that she had her defender on her back, so that when her teammates found her inside, all she really had to do, and it was you could almost put the 2 points on the board before she caught it, because all she had to do was catch the ball and put it in. So I was very impressed with her. She's a very good player.
Excellent effort tonight by the South Courtright Rams as well as the Wyndham Warriors. South Courtright taking some photos out on the court now. Again, their 13th straight Delaware League crossover championship. We are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have our Butler Auto pregame show as the South Courtright boys will be battling Margaretville. We'll spin some tunes, and we'll be back in just a little bit. For Greg Bonskowski, I'm Nate Lull. We'll see you soon again here at SUNY Delhi on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full